I learnt Scratch coding from scratch at home, on my computer, on my PC, and you learn by doing.
Tell me about what you actually do in the classroom with the children. Do you see the joy in the children's faces when they finally crack that code or that little bit of the game they've wanted to for ages?
Yes, Tegan and Alicia, two girls, which I think is wonderful that the girls are enjoying it, worked on programs to begin with, which they introduced sound and their own voices and their little characters. They drew themselves. This is the creative part of it. Last week, we did this program where the children had to remix somebody else's program, and Leon and Hadash had a bit of trouble sorting out what they were doing, and then suddenly it clicked, and the sort of revelation on their faces and the pleasure and joy that they got from making this game their own game, and it was so exciting for them. Yeah.
And it excited you too.
Yes. Oh, that for me is the ultimate. And for me, you know, even me doing it, I spent hours at first playing on the computer at devising games. And there would only be little games that people would look at and think, oh, you know, what's that? But for me, it was so exciting.
You can tell the passion. I mean, obviously, there's you really seem to enjoy this, Trish, and you get something out of it too. Within your own family, you have sons that work in computer. How ironic that you're here doing coding. But they can be, they're, you know, there's parts of the world. Do you find that it's good to keep involved in the younger generation by doing something like this?
Yes. Unfortunately, my grandchildren are in Japan and New Zealand. And although I can talk to them on Skype, I see them perhaps once a year. And so I can't join in their enthusiasms and what they're doing. And so for me, it's really important that I have this link to younger people. I don't think children have any bias about people being old, and they're very interested in what older people have to tell them.